KORN News Radio Sports on this Wednesday, December 10th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. The Indianapolis Colts have signed 44-year-old retired quarterback Philip Rivers to the practice squad. Rivers took his last NFL snap with the Colts in a playoff loss during the 2020 season. He then announced his retirement in January of 2021, so it's been almost 5 years since Rivers has played in the NFL. The move comes less than 24 hours after the Colts officials confirmed that starting quarterback Daniel Jones will be out for the rest of the season with a torn right Achilles tendon, and that the backup quarterback Riley Leonard does have an injured right knee. Defensive end Jason Pierre-Paul coming back to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers after 2 years. He joins their practice squad. The three-time Pro Bowler last played in December of 2023. Jason Pierre-Paul was also a key part of Tampa Bay's 2020 Super Bowl team. He is 36 years old. Notre Dame Athletic Director Pete Bavakwa thinks there's a simple solution to politicking for the college football playoff spots, and that is expansion. Bavakwa was still upset yesterday about the selection committee's decision to pick Miami over Notre Dame for the final spot in the 12-team playoff field. He called the 16-team format the perfect number that would increase the field by 4 teams. Bavakwa says what he likes about 16 teams is that it creates more opportunities, more narratives around schools, and yet preserves the integrity and importance of the regular season. He also thinks the committee should be more transparent with its selection process. College basketball last night at Madison Square Garden in New York. A dominant first half for Clemson. They lose, though, to number 10 BYU, 67-64 on a three-pointer at the buzzer. Clemson ended the first half on a 21-0 run, but the BYU would come back from 22 points down, their biggest comeback in school history. Also last night, number 5 Connecticut would defeat 18th-ranked Florida, 77-73. Number 13 Illinois picks up a Big Ten win over Ohio State, 88-80, and number 2 Michigan continues to roll and blow out teams. Wolverines beat Villanova 89-61. A couple of Big Ten games tonight, both on the Big Ten Network. Number 6 Purdue takes on Minnesota at 6 o'clock, while number 23rd ranked and undefeated Nebraska at 9-0 takes on the 7-2 Wisconsin Badgers at 8 o'clock. Two NBA games last night involved the Eastern Conference and the quarterfinals of the NBA Cup. New York Knicks would defeat the Toronto Raptors 117-101. Jalen Brunson had 35 points for New York as they advanced to the NBA Cup semifinals for the first time. Meanwhile, they'll take on the Orlando Magic. Orlando defeated Miami 117-108 behind a season-high 37 points from Desmond Bane. So it's the Knicks and the Magic in the NBA Cup semifinals. That'll be in Las Vegas on Saturday night in the semifinals. The Western Conference quarterfinals are tonight, so both games on Amazon Prime Video. The Thunder take on the Suns at 6:30, followed by the Lakers and Spurs at 9 o'clock. Winners of those two games also advance to the semifinals this Saturday in Vegas. Oklahoma City, they've got the best record in the NBA at 23-1 on the season. And that's a look at your sports for this Wednesday, December 10th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.